In this audio, we are going to tap to hold the heartache of seeing our community hurting. Tap on the side of the hand. Take a nice deep breath. Move from tapping point to tapping point, repeating after me. There's a deep ache in my heart. A sorrow that doesn't just belong to me, but to all the people I love. To my neighbors. To my community. To those whose lives are being torn apart right now. I see the fear in their eyes. The tension in their bodies. The quiet ways they carry. What no one should have to carry alone. And I feel it in me too. This heartache. This helplessness. This burning desire to do more, and the pain of not always knowing how. Sometimes it feels like too much. Like the grief is too wide. Like the pain is spilling over in every direction. And I don't know where to place it. Or how to make space for all of it without falling apart. But I pause here to breathe. And remind myself that it's okay to feel this. That I don't have to harden. Or shut down. Or pretend to be okay, just to keep going. I release the belief that I must carry everyone's pain alone. I release the pressure to have all the answers. I release the fear that my heart will break beyond repair. If I let myself truly feel this sorrow. Because this ache is sacred. It's a sign that I'm still connected. Still present. Still capable of loving in a world that keeps trying to break us apart. Even as I witness the harm, even as I hold the stories, even as I show up in grief and in love, I remind myself that I don't have to disappear inside of it. There is room for my feelings. There is room for my humanity. There is room for this heartache. And I can hold it with tenderness. Without drowning in it, I choose to stay close. To myself. To my community. To what matters. And I trust that even in pain, love is still here. Alive in my breath. Alive in my presence. And alive in every small act of care that refuses to let go. Take a nice deep breath and stretch.